Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, September 15th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Hillary Clinton says victims of sexual assault have a right to be believed.
I want to send a message to every survivor of sexual assault. Don't let anyone silence your voice. You have a right to be heard, and you have a right to be believed. We're with you.
Does anyone believe anything Hillary says? Then, European borders and the sovereignty of European nations are being rapidly erased, both by band-aids from the EU on the immigration crisis and by dictates from Germany on the economic crises. Germany has been in control in both of these crises and is also pushing now for the creation of a European army. It looks like the blueprint for European consolidation is going according to plan. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Well, the latest Planned Parenthood undercover video shows even more of what we've seen in the past. Income being generated from the sale of fresh baby parts. They're actually talking about them in this video as if they're selling organic produce. Now, this video is once again coming from the Center for Medical Progress, and they have exposed Planned Parenthood's involvement in the trade of aborted fetal tissue and organs, once again stressing how they're talking about violating federal law to sell these body parts for profit.
There's another human glass fossil collection. Yeah. So I don't know. Deborah's kind of been our contact on the national level for the past 8 months or so.
Yeah, we haven't been working with anybody who wants stem cells. We've just been working with people who want particular tissues. Like a, you know, they want cardiac, or they want eyes, or they want neural, they want spinal cords. So, I mean, that sort of thing. And I... gonads. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everything we provide is fresh.
I mean, however they want to work it is fine with us. Typically, most places are doing per specimen, because it just makes most sense, because that's how they work and that's how we work as well. That's actually, I'm supposed to have a discussion with one of the affiliates possibly later this weekend about that.
Yeah. One of the things that we advise is our affiliates is to really consider that carefully. That might be a different situation.
Yeah.
Independence, though, I have been talking to the executive director of the National Abortion Federation. Trying to figure this out as an industry about how we're going to manage remuneration.
Headlines
would be disaster.
That wants to give our organization money for the teaching. I think that that's a valid change, and that's okay.
We have independent colleagues who generate a fair amount of income during this.
It's important. This could destroy your company and us if we don't time, you know, those conversations correctly.
So when is it going to be enough for people to realize that there is some illegal activity going on? No matter how many times Planned Parenthood rolls out their minions in the media, they are profiting from the sale of fetal tissue. Now, Rand Paul is skirting right around Congress, and he is actually issuing a call straight to the churches. And he is saying, defund Planned Parenthood. There is a defundtoday.com. You can go there. You can find out exactly who you need to contact in Congress, as well as he gives a sample sermon for some churches to issue a call to their service to just defund Planned Parenthood today. Something has got to be done. How many more of these videos are we going to see before something happens? Now, we're actually getting a story in the news about antidepressants, and could antidepressants be making you violent? It's finally happened enough in the news that these studies are coming out. This is a new study out of Oxford. It says young people who take drugs, including Prozac, are 50% more likely to be convicted of assault and murder. And the family of antidepressants included are the most commonly prescribed of all of the pills. In the U.S., around 11% of people aged 12 and over take antidepressants, and this includes SSRIs. And this is according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, the tablets already carry a warning that drugs are linked to suicidal thoughts in young people, and it's also suspected that they were linked to violence. But evidence has been sparse until now. And of course, we're always pointing that out, that they never link violent acts with any of the things that are happening here in the country, because, of course, it's never Big Pharma's fault. Well, they're finally starting to put some evidence together. Now, when you consider the fact that 22 veterans are committing suicide a day, most of them young veterans, put two and two together, when we understand that this is the go-to prescription for veterans with PTSD or any issues, really, when they're visiting the VA. They're given mounds of pills to take. And, of course, we're seeing the fallback from that with 22 veterans committing suicide a day. Now, this research is showing that the risk is highest in 15 to 24-year-olds. And, of course, that is not insignificant. And there needs to be some more public health implications for that as well. And, of course, in this article, people are saying, oh, well, that's really interesting, but there's still doesn't prove SSRIs fuel aggression. And it's already known that violent criminals are more likely to have psychiatric problems than other people. Yeah, and that's why whenever we hear these stories of people committing acts of violence, their neighbors are always talking about how, oh, he was just such a nice guy. You never would have expected him to do anything like that. So it's just these violent episodes that people tend to have. Now, for your daily dose of irony, I give you Hillary Clinton.
I want to send a message to every survivor of sexual assault. Don't let anyone silence your voice. You have a right to be heard, and you have a right to be believed. We're with you.
But of course, Hillary wasn't saying that when it was her husband, Bill, who was accused of being a sexual predator multiple times. Now, Twitter, of course, erupted with comparisons to the 90s when she defended her husband against accusations from at least three different women. She was calling it the bimbo eruptions, the bimbo files. This was Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, and Kathleen Willey. They all pointed fingers at Bill Clinton as a sexual predator who was making unwanted physical advances. Hillary Clinton famously stood guard against what she called these bimbo eruptions during the 1992 presidential campaign season. She also defended a child rapist during the 70s. She was a lawyer in a private practice, and she later was caught on tape laughing about that experience. We reported on that here at InfoWars. The 12-year-old victim in the case said last year that Clinton took her through hell, and she filed false court filings that painted the victim as a liar. And of course, this is the kind of news that you're not going to hear on the establishment media, because they are all kind of rooting for Clinton because she's for women, just not women who are accusing her husband of being a sexual predator. And that's why we need you to continue supporting this operation as you've been doing for the last 20 years.
In my arms.
Yeah, it's Alex Jones, baby. All right, we're talking about
InfoWars.com, which had its humble beginnings as a small website attached to Alex Jones's radio and Access TV shows, has become the leader in alternative news and information. And through the years, Alex has taken the financial support provided by listeners of the radio show, readers of the website, viewers of his DVD documentaries, and freedom lovers all over the world, and reinvested that support back into the InfoWars news operation. With your support, we've expanded our offices, built studios, hired reporters, video editors, writers, other support staff, and created the premier alternative news network. You made this possible with your support, and we sincerely thank you. The time has come to expand once again, and this time we want to literally launch InfoWars.com into space. That's right. We're launching our own satellite broadcast signal to cover all of North America, and we need your help. But first, let us show you how it works. Shows are created live, like the Alex Jones Show, or pre-produced, like the InfoWars Nightly News in HD. These shows are launched according to the atomic clock, and the HD signal goes through a closed caption data embedder, which sends the signal to a closed captioning service, and they begin the process of adding text to the screen. This is done in real time, and it is mandated by the FCC. The signal then goes to an MPEG transport streamer, which sends the signal to a satellite uplink facility. They blast the signal from the uplink satellite to the stationary satellite positioned to cover all of North America. The satellite is named SES-3 and run and maintained by the largest satellite distribution network, SES, which maintains a global satellite infrastructure to reach 99% of the planet's population. The satellite sends a signal back to Earth, where it is available to thousands of local television stations. It's also available for free to anyone who owns a C-band satellite dish pointed at 103 degrees west. Using a receiver, they can tune to 3,740 megahertz vertical and receive our broadcasts on Channel 11. There are over 2,200 TV stations in the United States, hundreds in Canada, and another 1,200 in Mexico that could potentially receive this free-to-air broadcast. Each one of these local stations is able to grab the satellite signal and broadcast it to millions of homes in North America, potentially to over 400 million people. There is an enormous cost in buying and maintaining the equipment, paying for the satellite bandwidth, and the cost of closed captioning service. The monthly service fees alone total nearly $40,000, which is why we're crowdsourcing InfoWarriors all over the world to help us reach our goal of $1 million, which will allow us to reach 400 million people. It's called Operation Money Bomb 2015. Imagine being able to reach 400 million people who are victims of mainstream media mind control. The ones who still believe in the left-right paradigm, enforced drugging, water fluoridation, and the plan of divide and conquer. Your support will allow us to help these people break free of their mental shackles, help bring about a peaceful revolution, and restore our republic. If you're able to help us financially reach our goal, then log on to InfoWars.com/moneybomb and contribute what you can. But there's another way to help that will not cost you anything. Go to InfoWars.com/moneybomb, download our informational packet, email it to your local television station, then follow up with a phone call to ask the station to carry the Alex Jones Show and the InfoWars Nightly News. Everyone can join in, and we cannot prevail unless we have your help. So please, log on to InfoWars.com/moneybomb today and help us make Operation Money Bomb 2015 a resounding success. Your support will help us reach 400 million people. I'm David Knight for InfoWars.com. Thank you for watching Operation Money Bomb 2015 and for your support.
Well, joining me in studio now is David Knight. I am certainly looking forward to the Money Bomb. You've experienced it, you know, once before, but.
Yeah, it's been 3 years, so it's been a long time for me, and it happened right after I came here. So it's going to be kind of a new experience for
me. It's going to be super exciting. Be sure you guys tune in tomorrow. So we'll be here. Now, I know something else that is pretty exciting out there. Coloradoans are about to have their first marijuana tax holiday. They have made so much money in state taxes, the revenue that they've gotten from taxes imposed on the sale of illegal marijuana. It's actually surpassed what they've brought in for alcohol sales. The Colorado Department of Revenue, the state collected nearly $70 million in marijuana-specific taxes and just under $42 million in alcohol-specific taxes. So obviously a huge success story there, and it seems like this is going to be something that's on the ballot potentially for a lot of other states.
Well, that's true, Leanne. My concern, of course, is not how do we maximize revenue for the state, but how do we maximize freedom for the individual, and how do we stop the out-of-control subversion and corruption of our legal system, because that's the thing that concerns me. I'm not looking for freedom. We were just out in the Pacific Northwest. We're in states where it was legal. It didn't matter to me. I mean, I go to Donald Trump's casinos and Sheldon Adelson's casinos. I don't use the slot machines. I didn't buy the pot when I was there. In spite of what a lot of people will say, if you oppose prohibition, they'll say, oh, you're just a pothead. I don't want it for that reason. I want it because I don't want to have to pay to send people to prison. I don't want to have civil asset forfeiture that confiscates people's property rights for no reason whatsoever. And I don't want to get SWAT teamed by somebody who's out of control and have members of my family executed. But it's interesting to see this happening. And, of course, there's going to be a ballot initiative in Ohio this November, ballot initiative number 3, which would legalize marijuana for medical and personal use. But the interesting thing about this is that it's taking a monopoly position. And so there's a lot of people who are opposing this. It's a very complicated situation. We'll try to explain it to you quickly as well as we understand it. But this ballot that's going to go on in this ballot initiative in November is going to set up monopoly wholesaling and monopoly retailing. That's why a lot of people are concerned about it. They're going to provide for 10 marijuana growth regions, which they've already determined where these are going to be, who's going to own them. They're going to have it limited to the number of retail stores, a ratio of 1 per every 10,000 Ohioans, and a lot of other controls on that as well. So a lot of people have come along, like this article from Daily Cause, and they're saying, look, there's two competing proposals. One of them is on the ballot for November. The other one is not going to come on until next year, into 2016. And what they're saying is maybe you shouldn't vote for this one because they're both going to be constitutional amendments. It's going to be very difficult to undo a constitutional amendment. And to make it even more complicated, the Ohio State Legislature has put on their own ballot initiative, number 2, which would essentially counter the number 3 if it passes. So what they would do is they would shut that down. Now, it's going to shut down the establishment of monopolies by voter referendum. So that may not be a bad thing. Why do we want to go about establishing monopolies? This is essentially crony capitalism. The people who created this initiative are the ones who have the 10 growing sites and the maybe 1,200 retail sites. So there's something that's very concerning about this. They put up $20 million to get this in. We ought to all be watching this very, very carefully. But the good news is that there's a global pushback against this UN agenda, and conservatives need to understand this is a UN agenda.
Absolutely, and we definitely will be keeping our eye on that. We knew, you know, why did it take so long for them to pass this? And this is why they had to figure out how they could sort of control it. So now, David, you'll be with me in the next segment. We're going to get to the bottom of some of these shocking migrant videos as well. Joe Biggs will be joining me in studio to break down his experience at last night's Trump show.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different hemp cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Now, in recent weeks, we've been witnessing some shocking videos coming out of Europe with this migrant crisis. And it really seems that they're being exploited on both sides. Not only are they being exploited by the governments who are using them to push the welfare state and expand the size and scope of government, but they're also being exploited by the smugglers who are bringing them in. Now we have some shocking stories coming out about Facebook pages setting up like their travel agencies, luring these migrant families to their deaths. They're promising them luxury yachts and safe travel across the Mediterranean. And of course, we have seen time and time again, these boats capsize over. They promise them these beautiful yachts are going to escort their families. They don't tell them that there's going to be hundreds of people packed like sardines on these boats. And of course, these traffickers are just brazenly advertising their services on Facebook. They haven't been pulled. They haven't been taken down. As well, we were also reporting about an explosive document that was released by top social welfare organizations in Germany that are basically exposing the fact that migrants at refugee camps are raping women and children. They're also allegedly forcing women into prostitution. So there's no safeguards for anyone here. They're just being thrown into FEMA camps, essentially, yeah. or prisons, and actual Nazi prison camps in some circumstances. So obviously, David, this is incredibly horrendous. What did they think was going to happen? What good could come out of flooding countries with foreigners with absolutely no plan for assimilation? Yeah. What they were going to do with them. I mean,
well, it's a horrific humanitarian situation, of course, and we all are sympathetic to what's going on there. The question is, what can we do to help this? How can we stop the cause of this? And of course, the cause of this goes back to American foreign policy, to the actions that we've taken. This is something that's been going on. It's been announced for a very long time. Wesley Clark told us there was a list of countries that they were going to go through. Syria was part of that. We were fighting here at InfoWars the false flags, the sarin gas attacks, trying to justify going in and invading Syria. We've seen John McCain meeting with the now leaders of ISIS. We called him out on that as meeting with terrorists. Now that has been proven. But there's another aspect of this, Leanne, and that, of course, is that we're seeing crisis after crisis throughout the West, in America as well as in Europe. Right. This immigration crisis that's going on there, the open borders that are happening here, these are crises where we're going to have the integrity of the various countries is going to be an issue. It's going to be a divide and conquer. They're not, as you pointed out, not being assimilated. There's not the ability to assimilate that many people. But also we see with the immigration coming into the United States, people are coming in multiple languages. We're seeing school districts that are having to have dozens of different languages taught in their school districts. It would be something that would cost many of us our homes because we can't afford the property taxes if we were just to educate the people coming in English. But we have to provide customized education for this. We're not able to do that. But there's another aspect of this. And I think if we look at this aspect of it, we understand that this is a crisis, a manufactured crisis, and a solution that they're offering on the back end of this.
Order out of chaos.
Yes, exactly. For a very long time, and we've always pointed this out with the Bilderberg meeting and these other globalist organizations, they've been working on consolidating into regional groups, Europe, America, North America, Asia. Now they're going to consolidate these with the trade partnerships. One of the ways that we can see this, of course, is now the calls for a European army. We saw the economic crisis with Greece, the banking crisis there. Many were saying we're going to have to give up sovereignty in order to solve this. Alan Greenspan was saying that. The head of the largest bond holders was saying that. But earlier this year, we haven't really covered this much in at InfoWars, but now this has accelerated. The calls for the European army have accelerated. It's coming from Germany. Just like we see Germany running this banking crisis in Greece and Portugal and Italy, Ireland, Spain, that sort of thing. They are now pushing for a European army. Going back to March, the Wall Street Journal pointed out, and this is the defense minister of Germany. Her name is Ursula von der Leyen. She said, "I'm convinced that a European army or a European defense union can be created as a logical consequence of European integration." She said, "Europe will only stay politically relevant in the future if we're able to complement our economic power and our political influence with a truly coherent security and defense policy." And so you have to ask yourself, if they're going to have a European army, who will finance that army? It's going to be financed with a European tax regime. We're talking about a consolidation into the United States of Europe. They have an army. If they have a tax regime, they've already got a parliament. They will need more power for that parliament. So what we're seeing here is a rapid consolidation. And who is in control? It's Germany.
Wow.
And I think it's very interesting to go back and look at the origins of Bilderberg. It was Bilderberg 60 years ago where they were talking. We see the notes of the very first meeting. They're talking about a European Union, and they put forward the idea of a euro, which was unique creation of the first ones to talk about it was at Bilderberg. We'll look at where this is today. We see just this week, Angela Merkel orders Cameron to support plans for an EU army in exchange for EU negotiation talks. That's the headline from the Express out of the UK. They say the prime minister is to be told that Germany would support his bid to renegotiate the terms of Britain's EU membership if he accepts moves to create a European military force. In other words, there's a quid pro quo.
Right.
Okay. They know that the UK is not comfortable. There's a massive movement by Nigel Farage and others. They are also gaining strength as they see the borders, the national borders being collapsed, erased, these, different groups that want to oppose the loss of sovereignty throughout Europe are now gaining in political strength. And so as a result, David Cameron wants to pull back from the European Union a bit. They never got into the euro, but they want to even pull back a little bit farther to placate the rise of popularity in UKIP. And so to do that, Angela Merkel is now the power broker, obviously, in Europe. She's saying, well, we'll only consider that if you support a European army. This is not something that is popular in Britain. There was a poll that was taken back in June, and they say they took 4,000 people. It took a poll of 4,000 people in Germany, France, and the UK. They said, well, overall, 28%. However, it didn't really break down that way. In France and Germany, it was 37 and 36% supported a European army. But in the UK, it was only 19%. It's not very popular in the UK because they have fought two wars against a Germany that wanted to control all of Europe. And so now it's being done gradually by stealth. This is a program that was put in, as we said, 60 years ago. And if you look at the very first Bilderberg meeting, as we pointed out when we covered Bilderberg, the very first meeting was held at the site of the last Nazi victory of World War II, Operation Market Garden. You can see it in the movie, A Bridge Too Far. And it was at the site of that victory that they held the very first meeting. And Prince Bernhard, one of the people who organized Bilderberg, was one who suggested that they have that there. He was alleged by many to have betrayed the secretive operation that caused its failure at that point in time. So this is something that has a very long history. It looks to me like the Fourth Reich, but it is all part of the globalist reunification, what Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, and others have been working on for the last 60 years.
Right, and they're going to make this happen no matter what. Obviously, huge anti-immigration rallies all throughout Europe.
Yes.
And so now they're basically forcing their hand and saying, well, we can't. I mean, look at this crisis.
Crisis and solution.
People.
They had the solution for 60 years.
Yeah, I mean, that is just incredible. So I hope that you're going to really kind of delve more into that so we can really break that down here at InfoWars, because you're right. She is kind of coming out now as the power broker in the region.
Political union through economic crisis and through demographic crisis and an army and a taxing system.
Wow.
And Germany is on top of it.
Well, that's absolutely incredible. Well, thank you so much, David. Now, everyone stick around. Joe Biggs will be joining me in the coming up later on in the show. We're going to break down the Trump show. You know, Biggs, he was kind of on the fence there with Donald Trump. Everyone seems to like what he has to say until you actually get to sit in the audience with him and hear what he doesn't actually say. But first up, we're going to break down a little bit further what this migrant crisis is really all about and what they're not telling you. So stick around, because all of that and more is coming right up.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system, or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The current immigration crisis in both the U.S. and in Europe has sparked a lot of debate amongst libertarians over immigration. Now, I met a libertarian while I was at the beach a couple of weeks ago, and he's what I'd call an open border supporter. And one of the things he pointed out was the fact that government creates the borders, which is true. I mean, by its very definition, a government is a monopoly on the use of force in a given territory. And that territory is defined by its borders. So, and he also asserted that because people have natural rights, they should be able to freely cross the border whenever they wish and however they want. Now, from a purely anarcho-capitalist standpoint, I like that concept, and I tend to agree with it. But here's the problem. Right now, the government is opening its borders for illegal aliens, but they're not doing that out of respect for people's natural rights. They're doing it to expand the size and scope of the government. And one of the ways they do that is by offering welfare to illegal aliens to encourage them to come. Now, unfortunately, what happens is the welfare, it creates this class of people who are completely dependent on the government for support. And when it comes to the voting time, this class of people, they're going to vote for big government politicians that gave them the welfare to begin with. And this is exactly why Democrats, for example, they love the concept of amnesty and illegal immigration, because they want to, once they get these people in the country, they know they can flip them, start getting them vote Democrat, and then they can go after the Second Amendment, for example.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
And I really shouldn't have to say this, but welfare is not a natural right. I mean, it's basically taxpayers subsidizing a portion of the population. So this whole wealth, giving welfare to legal immigrants, it's basically forcing the taxpayers to pay for a class of the population that's going to vote against their rights, which is completely absurd. And also, as strangely as this sounds, the government's also using illegal immigrants to push for a so-called regional government. In 2005, globalist politicians and think tanks met and discussed a so-called North American Union, which would be a lot like the EU. And it would basically be a merging of the United States with Canada and Mexico, as bizarre as that sounds. Now, NAFTA is already kind of like that, but NAFTA is just economically. What I'm talking about is politically. But what we see right now is the Obama administration opening the southern border on Mexico and allowing all these illegal aliens to come into the country. And since 2005, we've also seen the collapse of Mexico, which is now practically a failed state. I mean, with all the violence and drug cartels and what have you. And so these politicians that met in 2005 to discuss a North American Union, they're gonna point at Mexico and say that, hey, we were right. You know, this is too big of a problem for just one country to solve. So we need to have a regional government in place and for the U.S. and Canada and Mexico start working closely together to resolve these crises. Even though that the United States with the war on drugs and CIA and what have you created a lot of the problems in Mexico to begin with. Also, another problem, illegal immigration changes a culture in a nation, which ultimately changes the country. A culture in a country, you're very intertwined. It was back in about the 10th century to about the 14th century, the Byzantine Empire started losing Asia Minor to the Turks and the precursor to the Turks, because the Turks were changing the areas, the region's culture from Greek Orthodox to Muslim. And eventually in 1453, the Byzantine Empire disappeared off the map altogether. And now what we're seeing is an eradication of the United States' culture of liberty. And a lot of that is the government can only expand at the expense of individual freedoms. So like I said before, they're bringing all these immigrants in, getting them on welfare, and then they start voting for big government and less for our rights and our freedoms. And so libertarians really need to pick and choose our battles, because if we try to push for open borders now, the government's just basically going to use it as a judo move against us. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, we'll open the borders all right, but it's going to expand the size of government. It's not going to help libertarians at all. You know, we're only going to end up ultimately getting screwed. So we can push the anarcho-capitalist ideas, but we also have to realize that there's still a government in place, and it's like tyrannical. And I like the concept of open borders, but we got to stop this welfare and this state-sponsored slavery. If we didn't have the welfare system in place, we could practically open our borders really wide and encourage more immigrants to come. Because the immigrants that are going to come are going to be the ones that fight for themselves and persevere and become something themselves and push American liberties, you know, muscle cars and home businesses, everything that makes this country great. I mean, think about it this way. Imagine if Mexico had a Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence and so on and so forth, and it was a free country, and just like, you know, United States in, say, 1787. Then we could definitely have an open border, because it'd just be a paradise of freedom. So, but what can libertarians do right now? How do we get to that point? Well, one thing that we can start doing is export the ideas of liberty across the globe. You know, get people to talk about Murray Rothbard and Ron Paul and Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, von Mises, so on and so forth. Because then when immigrants come into the United States, they're going to have liberty in their hearts and their minds, and they're going to want to push for freedoms and prosperity. And the government cannot stop it, because the spread of ideas is stronger than any standing army. But what the government does want to do is keep immigrants coming in the country that don't know liberty, don't know freedom. And because Machiavelli, he once wrote that people who are used to having liberty and have liberty in their hearts and their minds, they're going to always resist government tyranny. But as population of a nation that's never known liberty, it's always going to submit. So that's what we have to get away from. Once again, this is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com. Be sure to subscribe to the new YouTube channel, Resistance News.
The entire narrative that major Western media outlets have crafted around the migrant crisis is a complete fraud. Here's five things the media won't report about the refugee crisis. 1. The majority of migrants are not Syrian families fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. Of the 50% who claim to be Syrian, in some areas, 90% don't even have documentation to prove it. UN figures show that 72% of the migrants are men, with just 13% women and 15% children. Many of these people have nothing whatsoever to do with the Syrian refugee crisis. Once they reach the safety of countries that refuse to shower them with free cash, they head straight for the welfare havens of Sweden and Germany. Why is the media ordering us to accept these people in the name of feelings and humanitarianism, when most of them aren't even fleeing war? They're fleeing to a higher standard of living, which will be funded by European taxpayers. 2. Major TV news networks will only broadcast footage that shows the migrants in a positive light.
Look at these smiles.
Smiling, laughing children, happy mothers, exuberant fathers. The tragedy of the drowned Syrian boy, the truth about which was misreported for days in order to elicit unquestioning sympathy for the migrant invasion. What they won't show is migrants hurling rocks at Hungarians, stealing from charitable Europeans, assaulting old ladies, smashing up towns, or chanting Allah Akbar. They won't broadcast images of jihadist rebels who fought with Al-Qaeda and ISIS-affiliated groups arriving in Germany as migrants. Why is the media hiding the kind of footage that would sway public opinion on this issue unless they're complicit in the cover-up? 3. In the name of tolerance, we're being told to open the floodgates for waves of people who are completely intolerant of Western values and liberal principles. Since Sweden opened its doors to mass immigration, rapes have skyrocketed by a staggering 1,400%, with most of the culprits being migrants. The problem of no-go Muslim ghetto areas, where police, ambulance and firemen are attacked by mobs, continues to worsen across Europe. Last month, 4 major welfare organizations in Germany warned that Muslim migrants were raping women and children at a camp in Hessen. Did you see CNN, BBC or Sky News cover this? No, they were too busy obsessing about a Hungarian camera woman who tripped someone up. Did you see them report on a school in Germany, which has ordered girls not to wear shorts so as to avoid being raped by migrants located at a nearby gymnasium? Why is anyone who even questions the logic of allowing millions of people from a completely different culture to flood Europe with no assimilation plan whatsoever immediately denounced as a racist or a xenophobe by the media? 4. EU countries are exploiting the migrant crisis to import huge numbers of people who will eventually vote for more big government and more EU bureaucracy. The claim that Europe needs huge numbers of immigrants for cheap labour is a complete myth. Look at Sweden. 58% of welfare payments go to immigrants. The Czech Republic, which didn't open its borders to mass immigration and maintained a stable population for 100 years.
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Joining me in studio now is Joe Biggs. Now, Donald Trump was in Dallas last night. He gave an impromptu speech in front of what looked like tens of thousands of people at the American Airlines Center there in Dallas. I guess it was a testament to his popularity, the fact that it was so last minute and all of those people showed up. Joe, what did you think about the Trump show?
Like I said, I wouldn't know with an open mind. And like a lot of Americans, I like what he's been saying, the fact that he's not filtered, you know, a little rough around the edges, not your typical career politician, But I got to be honest with you. I know this is going to piss off a lot of people out there, but after last night, I'm not so Trumpy anymore.
Sold on the Trump.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to hop off the Trump train, so to say. the Trump chain.
Yeah.
It was a little bit ridiculous. You know, instead of doing what you're supposed to do in a presidential debate, talking about issues, bringing problems to the table, giving us solutions to how you're going to differ from the other candidates that are running, he didn't do that.
Right.
So,
well, he's basically was given, what was it, about 70 minutes of prime time coverage. Many networks were covering it live. So he's there. He's being given prime coverage on all these different networks. And he's basically just bragging about himself, a lot of empty rhetoric, calling people losers, doing a lot of name dropping with all of his rich friends, and just waiting. How long was it until he actually brought up an issue?
I didn't even know it was 70 minutes. I thought it was 3 hours long. I mean, I was at a point where I was sitting there and my knees were swelling up and I was at the very front row and I was like, oh my God, I wish this would just be over with right now. This is the thing, you know, I've had a lot of feedback since I talked earlier today on the Alex Jones, like, hey, Donald can't talk about every issue, right? But he hasn't at least talked about one issue with a good solid plan yet.
But when he does, it's going to be 100 times better than any other issue out there.
He's going out. He's campaigning hard. I give him that. He's going out.
Yeah.
He's delivering speeches. Pick one issue per speech, and really hammer in the stuff, because like you said, he's going to get that prime time coverage. We can then put together and comprise, all right, this is what Donald Trump's all about.
Right.
Right now, it's all over the place.
Well, he's been really hammering down on immigration, so what did he have to say about that last night?
Build a wall. I mean, it's almost like Lindsey Graham. What are you going to do about Planned Parenthood? We're going to send 25,000 troops to Iraq and Syria. I mean, You're giving us another problem to a problem. You're not really bringing me a solution.
Well,
and that's what I'm looking for.
They've been saying that for decades. Build a wall. I'm going to build it. You elect me. I'm going to build a wall. And you've been down there. You've seen the wall.
And you can dig under it.
That's not a solution.
You can dig under it. You can acetylene gas torch, cut it down, and you can hop over it with a ladder. And by God, I've seen them do some crazy stuff as well. I mean,
dig a tunnel. I mean, my goodness.
We got to work on other stuff within here, a path to legal immigration. We got to figure out a way we can get these people on the right track instead of just taking them, throwing them, letting them loose, and then going, all right, well, I'm going to solve, you know, illegal immigration because in 2 years I'm going to have them all taken out of the country. Well, that's going to be Nazi Germany. That
right.
means the government's going to have to come door to door finding illegal immigrants and going, are you an American citizen? I already have to go through that at the Border Patrol checkpoints in Falfurrious, Texas. I don't need that
right.
at my own place.
Right, exactly. And, you know, obviously, really the issue is stopping the incentivizing, you know, people coming here in the first place. So now I know we talked to you last week when you were wearing this Hillary for Prison t-shirt. You almost got punched in the face at the bar because someone misread it thinking that you were a Hillary supporter. That didn't happen last night. You were amongst the people, I guess.
There was 20,000 people in the American Airlines Center. And this girl came over. She's a fan of the show. And eventually it got to a point where I was like, oh, what do you think about this shirt? You know, this is a new shirt. And as soon as I opened up, I did like the Superman pose and unbuttoned my shirt. And I had the Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt on under it. The entire section in front of me jumped up and everyone saw these people taking pictures of me. And then I turned and then the entire section over here jumped up and they're all taking pictures. Next thing you know, I'm walking around in the aisles, up and down the stadium, through there taking pictures with everybody. I mean, it was ridiculous. People are on the edge. A lot of people are on the edge about Donald Trump, but there's no one on the edge about Hillary Clinton. I can tell you that. Most people I talk to, I'd say in the 90th percentile, are anti-Hillary. They don't want her.
Right.
And we gotta go to this clip. It's an awesome clip. I'm standing there in the front row and I'm down on my knees and I'm sitting there thinking to myself like, all right, I gotta promote this shirt somehow. How am I gonna do it? And I just jumped up and pulled my shirt up and I said, Hillary for prison during the Clinton speech, right in this lull. So, or during the Trump speech. So, go to that.
Hillary for prison! Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
And so he looks over and goes, thank you.
Because he was just talking American,
about,
Joe Biggs.
He was just talking about Carly Fiorini. And, so I jumped up and I was like, we don't want to talk about her. Clinton's more of the issue. That's what we need to worry about. So I was like, all right, this is my time to seize it. Let's do this. And, you know, it turned out to be what it is. So
that's what we love about you. You're bold and bodacious. So what else you got?
Well, another interesting thing at the end of the night, after everyone cleared out, myself and, Weber, our camera guy here, he, we were walking around the side of the center, and there was a whole bunch of anti-Trump protesters. Now, I heard there was supposed to be a lot of people show up. We got there early. We had to go inside and set up in our media area, so I didn't get to see it build up, but there was three people outside when we got there. When we left, there was a lot of people, and there was this big standoff between, I think it was five of those horses with the cops on them, mm-hmm. and they were literally charging into the crowd of people. Wow. Little kids holding Mexican flags and a bunch of the Black Lives Matter people. Huey P. Newton Gun Club were out there screaming, you know, racist cops, you know, anti, you know, Donald Trump is a racist. And so, you know, we might as well check it out. It's pretty interesting footage, so let's go to that as well.
Infowars.com. Now we're standing outside of the American Airlines Center. Now behind me, there's a large group of anti-Trump protesters out here. The police are starting to move the line of people back this way. Starting to get pretty hectic. So let's go see what's going on real quick. Come on.
Yeah, so this
wow,
point in
check
time,
us out, hey.
The cops started moving in on the large group of people trying to push them out of a, I would say, a pretty safe place. They actually pushed them into a street where there's cars trying to leave the center. So I didn't really agree with that. I didn't agree with any of it, but I thought that was pretty ridiculous. You're going to push all these people into a road where there's cars leaving the center and they could have got run over. They really didn't take any security precautions in that.
And this is just so funny to show how the left has become the right, because you look at how divided our country is right now under the current president. Imagine with Trump. I mean, we can already see this. Like I said, this was a last minute. I think he just planned this within the last few days.
Yeah, he said he called up Mark Cuban and said, hey, man, can I use your center? And he goes, yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah,
he's a good guy. You know, but they were able to organize these massive protests. And so you see very passionate on both sides. And so that's what the country is going to look like. We're already majorly divided.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's still early. I don't know quite who I'm going to go for. I'm a little upset over the whole Rand Paul thing, disagreeing with not wanting to label GMOs
and all that
because it's going to affect the poor, this and that. Well, it's going to affect a lot of people because that affects our health. So that's something I think we should do.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be against the secrecy behind the TPP and then not, you know, be okay with secrecy with what's in your food. Now, I know he was talking there with Big Agra, and so, of course, the real issue there is it's going to affect all those farmers who have all GMO crops because they were sold on that. And so, of course, they don't want that because it's going to tank their business. And so, I see where he's playing everybody there. But like you say, that's why people like Trump just speaking out, but he's not really bringing any, you know.
Still early. We got time. So, you know, I'm going to play it easy. I'm going to sit back. I'm not going to jump on any bandwagon, so
I
to say.
I think that's very smart.
But you better tune in tomorrow and watch the Money Bomb. That's all I got to say. I'm super excited and pumped up. You have no idea. I don't even think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm ready for this. This is going to be extremely awesome.
I think I'm going to have to actually take some knockout tonight.
Behind the scenes footage, it'll be great.
You're going to be insane, and I guarantee you'll probably be periscoping live. You're going to get behind the scenes with the crew, with everybody. We're going to be taking phone calls as well. Going to be a lot of auction items up for sale.
Well, it's not going to be just fun for us. It's going to be fun for everyone.
And don't forget the GOP debate. So we'll be giving our own commentary on whatever Trump's going to say this next time. So it's definitely going to be.
Well, we don't have to worry about Rick Perry now either in that. So
yeah, he definitely dropped out, but we will. Like, I got my wish. Carly Fiorina is going to be on the debate stage tomorrow night. So like I said, I want to see her move up just because I want her to debate Clinton. Now, thank you so much, Joe Biggs, as per usual. Now, don't forget, you can actually pick up your Hillary for Prison t-shirt in the InfoWars store. It's only going to be there for a limited time. I believe Jones said he's going to go for the end of the year with his shirt. So get yours, make people mad. And remember, the first person to get it signed by Hillary Clinton on camera, Rob Dew is going to give you $100 out of his own pocket. So be sure to do that. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We'll see you tomorrow. 28 hours, baby.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.